Welcome to today's program. What do we need to do to overcome evil? To confront this issue, I would like to read an excerpt to you taken from the Book of James by E. King. For the fight of good against evil, there are some rules that must be respected if you want to be successful. First, the decision must be based on a union between kindness and strength. Second, a compromise with evil isn't possible. Evil must be openly discredited. Furthermore, you can't embellish your mistakes. Third, the fight must never be conducted directly with violence. There where evil is marked with fire, study new weapons, because if you fight it with a blow after another, you will only lose, fully taken by passion and hatred. This is why you need to start cleaning in your own home. You must personally pay attention to the mistakes that have been emphasized. By doing this, the weapons of evil cannot hurt us anymore, because they will not have an opponent. In the same way, you should not fight your mistakes directly. As long as we fight them, they will remain victorious. Fourth, the best way to fight evil is the dynamic progress into goodness. I would like to say this again. The best way to fight evil is the dynamic progress into goodness. In the relationship with emotions and thoughts, we have already established that all objects that get our attention become alive. We bring them back to life. We thus deduce that attention is a form of energy. The best way to confront oneself with negativity, the interior one as well as the exterior one, is indifference. Observe your negative thoughts and the emotions that these thoughts produce. Do not allow yourself to be taken by them. Remain neutral. Do not fight these negative thoughts or emotions. Do not try to get rid of them, because they will only stay. Remain in a state of observation, of perception, of feeling, without reaction, until the moment you feel the pressure diminish. Then your mind becomes freer, and you have once again the choice of deciding the content of your thoughts. Another possibility is to perceive the feelings in your body, simply to perceive them. Your mental emotional state calms down, and you will feel freer and lighter. If you continue thinking about negativity, analyzing it or fighting it, you will connect to it in any case. Go often into countryside whenever it is possible, and observe nature's beauty and expanse. Recharge your batteries and let yourself be nurtured by its harmony, its silence, its pure being. In nature, it is easy to find oneself again. As far as people are concerned, avoid bad company until you're strong and focused. Look for the company of those people who will stand by you. The people who do not belong to this category should get your participation and your compassion. Do not condemn them on the basis of their incapacity. The great yoga master Patanjali who lived about 1,000 years ago, said, "When you are with the unhappy, show them your compassion. When you are with the happy, show them your kindness. When you are with the bad, remain indifferent. Rejoice in virtue." Pierre Troll, meditation and mental training teacher, says, "When you see injustice, give your compassion, not only to the victims, but to the guilty too. Do the same and you will feel better immediately. If you think it is difficult, you should know that it is no coincidence. It is because you do not begin with emotions, but with words. With emotions, you have limited freedom. With words, you have total liberty. Remember that the guilty has not acted through happiness, but through ignorance, ailment, frustration, and internal wounds. This person has fallen really low in humanity, and that's why you can and should show your compassion." While thinking these words, you will feel a spontaneous and natural emotion of love and compassion within you, and you will be free. If you are feeling unwell, become active in the positive sense. Maintain the perception of your body, so you can return to the situation of the moment and render your mental process conscious. With all my heart, I wish you to recognize the beauty, greatness and strength of your inner nature. I wish your feelings, thoughts and actions to be on the same wavelength as your fundamental goodness. I wish you to have complete confidence in your fundamental goodness. I wish you lots of love and that you may learn to fill your own being with joy. I wish you to be happy with no particular reason. We will now chant the Islamic mantra Allah, Allah, Allah. After the chant, we will meditate together. During meditation, keep your attention open and vast and remain in silent alertness in the presence of God.
Allah. Allah! fargo de vaciar in mai yoyona prachodaya om bhur bhuvah swaha tat savitur vanyam fargo de
Thank you.